friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Family rejoices as they welcome first baby girl in 138 years. Written by Adam Staten, read by Adam Staten. One couple welcomed a beautiful baby girl, breaking a family's impressive streak of nearly 140 years of only baby boys. Children are precious blessings from the Lord above. Parents and those expecting want their children to arrive happy and healthy, which is a given. However, parents, prior to learning of their baby's sex, likely secretly wish for a boy over a girl or vice versa. One Michigan woman desperately wanted a little baby girl, but given the history of her husband's family, the odds were not in her favor. Not since 1885 had a girl been born in Andrew Clark's family. When Andrew broke the news to Carolyn, his wife, about his family's history, she thought it was a joke at first. He was like, "Oh, we don't have girls," she said. And I'm like, "Okay, like I thought he was just messing with me." Despite the odds being heavily against her, Carolyn said she was going to be the one to break the baby girl drought in Andrew's family. They began trying and they ended up pregnant. Carolyn and Andrew became the happy parents of a beautiful baby boy, Cameron. Andrew and Carolyn began trying again, but sadly, this time the pregnancy ended in a miscarriage in January 2021, which Carolyn mentioned was the couple's second. A little more than a year later, Andrew and Carolyn found they were having another baby. This would be the baby that would for sure break the 138-year-old streak, right? Well, Carolyn explained how she and Andrew revealed the baby's sex to their family at a gender reveal party using cookies. "We, you know, did a countdown," Carolyn said. 3, 2, 1, and we all took a bite. The bite revealed the pink frosting inside the baked goods. Carolyn and Andrew were going to have a baby girl. On March 17th, Audrey Marie Clark entered the world. "It was joy," Carolyn said. "You know, just that she was here and healthy." Carolyn later added, "I got my girl." Psalm 127:3. "See, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward."
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Granger Smith concerts will soon end as the country star steps back to pursue ministry. Written by Adam Staten, read by Adam Staten. Granger Smith concerts will soon be coming to an end as the country star takes a step back from music in order to pursue ministry. The musician has decided to focus his time, energy, and efforts on more faith-based activities. Following God and being a disciple of his often requires a fair amount of faith. Sometimes the Lord can push us in a direction onto a road unknown, where the future is more than a little murky and unclear. Stepping out in blind trust and obedience to God's calling is often scary and filled with uncertainty. Country music singer Granger Smith announced on Instagram that he is giving up music and will now pursue the ministry. The Backroad song singer said that his tour this summer will be his last ever tour. He said that his final tour, which will go through Labor Day, is going to be all about his fans and will give him the opportunity to say thank you. He added that God placed a strong desire to pursue ministry in his heart. Granger said he and his family will pour into their local church. Granger will also be learning from his local church leaders. He mentioned that he has been attending seminary at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. Granger called this period in his life a time of learning and growing. Later in the video, Granger Smith stated that he had got to the point where he could no longer continue working in the music industry, performing on stage at concerts, and serving the Lord. He could not do both, so he made a decision for the Lord. In the video, Granger specifically mentions reading Mark 8:34, in which Jesus instructs the crowd and his disciples that anyone who follows him must deny himself and take up his cross. He called performing on stage, seeking personal adulation and praise from the crowd, and attending seminary, pursuing ministry, a contradiction. Granger ended the video by stating how excited he is to be answering God's call on his heart. "You can see what a life change this is for me, and how hard it is, and yet so exciting," Granger said. "And I'm so hopeful about this future and about what it holds for me and my family." 1 Thessalonians 5:24. "Faithful is he that calls you, who also will do it."
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
A crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.